from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. With a time of 3 hours and 38 minutes, Jen Mercier of Timmins doesn't know her ranking in this week's Boston Marathon. She's just happy to have run it. It was only the third marathon for the 40-year-old day surgery nurse at the District Hospital, qualifying for Boston in last year's Toronto Marathon. She calls it a once-in-a-lifetime experience in a great sport.
You don't need much to do it. You just lace up your shoes. And I have a group of other moms that we all have individual goals, but we all support each other. Some of them do triathlons. It's really just a great supportive network of women.
As she recovers, Mercier doesn't know when or where her next race will be. She does hope to get back to Boston and bring her two daughters along for the experience. Poor weather up on the James Bay coast has slowed down the evacuation of people from Casetuan. Flights haven't been able to take off as planned. 475 vulnerable members of the First Nation community escaping potential flooding were to have been in Timmins today. That operation is expected to wrap up tomorrow evening. Then up to 325 will be taken to Cochrane. The Ontario government is looking to address veterinary shortages in rural and northern communities. $15 million will be used to establish a collaborative Doctor of Veterinary Medicine program with universities in Guelph and Thunder Bay. The government is also providing grants to new veterinary graduates as an incentive to work in underserviced areas. The province says this makes it easier for farmers and large animal owners to get veterinary care when and where they need it. In Country 93.1 sports, hockey history will be made tonight at the McIntyre Arena in Schumacher. For the first time since the Timmins Rock franchise was launched in 2015, the team begins an NOJHL Championship Series. The Rock hosts the Sioux Thunderbirds in game one of the best of seven. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. The Junior League Championship isn't the only one in Timmins this weekend. The AA Bantams, now called U15, are battling it out at the Archie Dillon Sportsplex. The hometown North Stars are up against teams from the Sioux, Mississauga, London, and Barrie. Games run from tomorrow through Sunday. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.